As Pooh reached the hole in the tree, he put in his paw and pulled out a pawful of honey, which he quickly ate. A small bee flew out of the hive and landed on Pooh's nose.
Christopher Robin! I think the bees, S-U-S-P-E-C-T something. I think it would help with the deception if you would open your umbrella and say, "Tut, tut, it looks like rain."
So Christopher Robin opened his umbrella and paced back and forth beneath it.
Tut, tut, it looks like rain. Tut, tut, it looks like rain.
The little bee, however, was not fooled. He knew the difference between a rain cloud and a hungry Pooh Bear. So he flew at Pooh and stung him directly on his softest spot.
Oh!
Pooh swung left, then right, then, quite by accident, swung his very sore bottom into the hole in the tree and got stuck.
Oh, dear.
In no time, the bees inside the tree created a mighty force and blew Pooh out of the hole, sending him and his balloon shooting across the sky. The balloon sputtered, then it spluttered and collapsed.
Oh, bother. I think I shall come down.
Pooh fell from the sky with the bees in hot pursuit. Christopher Robin gently caught him, and together they ran to the muddy place where they jumped in and hid beneath the open umbrella. The bees buzzed on past and did not bother them anymore that day. Now, Pooh was not the sort to give up easily. When he put his mind to honey, he stuck to it. So he thought and he thought. Only this time he thought of
Rabbit. Yes, and I like Rabbit because he uses short, easy words like "how about lunch" and "help yourself, Pooh."
So Pooh waddled off to Rabbit's house. When Rabbit saw Pooh coming, he cringed because he knew perfectly well what Pooh was looking for.
Hello, Rabbit.
Hello, Pooh Bear. What a pleasant surprise. How about lunch?
Oh, thank you, Rabbit.
And help yourself, Pooh.
Pooh sat himself down at the table and tied a napkin around his neck. Rabbit reluctantly pulled out a honey jar.
Would you like condensed milk or honey on your bread?
Both. But never mind the bread, please. Just a small helping.
Pooh took the jar from Rabbit, and he ate, and he ate, and he ate, and he ate, until there was no honey left. Finally, in a very sticky voice, he excused himself.
I must be going now. Goodbye, Rabbit.
Pooh thanked Rabbit, and he turned to leave. But Pooh's tummy, full of honey, only got halfway out of Rabbit's small front door.
Oh! Oh, help and bother. I'm stuck.
Rabbit pushed at Pooh's round bottom.
Oh, dear. Oh, gracious. Oh.
But it was of no use.
Well, it all comes from eating too much.
It all comes from not having front doors big enough.
Rabbit didn't know what to do, so he ran out the side door of his house to find the one person who could help. Rabbit returned with Christopher Robin.
Cheer up, Pooh Bear. We're coming. We'll get you out.
Christopher Robin and Rabbit took hold of Pooh and pulled. And they pulled and they pulled.
Oh, it's no use. I'm stuck.
Pooh Bear, there's only one thing we can do. Wait for you to get thin again.
Well, nobody knew how long that would take, so poor Rabbit tried to make the best of the situation by decorating Pooh's posterior. He found a picture frame and placed it around Pooh's bottom. Then he added some antlers.
There, a hunting trophy. I know just the thing.
Rabbit then painted a face on Pooh's bottom. It tickled, and Pooh wriggled.
Oh, Pooh, you messed up my moose.
And while Rabbit got along with the back end of Pooh, Pooh's front end was visited by his many friends in the 100-acre wood, the first of whom were Kanga and Baby Roo.
Pooh, Roo has a little surprise for you.
Flowers!
Honeysuckle!
Oh, no, Pooh. You don't eat them. You smell them.
Oh.
Day after hungry day, night after lonely night, Pooh waited to get thin. And then, one morning, when Rabbit was beginning to think that he might never be able to use his front door again, it happened. He leaned up against Pooh's bottom and...
He budged! Christopher Crabbin! Christopher Rabbin! He bidged! He badged! He booged! Today is the day!